Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
All praises are due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى who is our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher, and our creator. Peace and blessings be upon the best of creation, the cream of creation, the reason of creation, and that is none other than our noble master, Janabi Ahmad Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us all collectively, with love, ishq, and muhabbah, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Milke pariye Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. As we know that life is that which is very, very short. And we do not know when our time will come. We live our entire life in heedlessness. We live our entire lives not even contemplating for a moment about the akhirah, about the hereafter. What will be my situation on that day when I will have to face accountability? Can you imagine that? Around the globe, how many Muslimin and believers are passing away? And that is their first night in the qabr. Can you feel that and imagine that? Alone, 6 feet down, there's no one with you. You are all alone. Complete darkness. And then you get two angels ripping through the earth. Munkar and Nakir. They will come and they will not request you to get up. They will get you up. What will be our situation then? How are we going to answer to those three questions? Mar Rabbuka, who is your Lord? Ma Deenuka, what is your religion? Ma Kunta Taqulu fi Hadha Ar-Rajul, what you used to say about this personality, about this person. Who is that personality? That is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What in your lifetime, what you used to say about him? We can only be successful if we live according to the Quran and Sunnah, according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, you would be made to stand on that ground which is made of copper. And above you, you have the sun, which is 1 mile above our heads. And the front of the sun will be facing us, not the back. Now the back of the sun is facing us. But on that day, the front side of the sun will be facing us. We will be perspiring. We will be drowning in our own perspiration. Some would be to their knees, some to their navel, some to their chest, some to their neck, some drowning in it. In this world that we are living in, we get caught up by technology. We get caught up by social media. We get caught up by using our mobile phones wherever we may be. We get caught up in the love of this world so much that we forgot one day I'm going to stand in front of Allah and answer. Now if we have to get interrogated, How scared do we become? We start shaking. We start getting nervous. What am I going to say? How am I going to answer? That is for in this dunya, we are getting scared. But they, in the akhirah, how are we going to pull through that? There's only one answer and there's only one way. And that way is through following the Quran, following the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our only salvation. Yes, we are in this world. This world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us to use the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. It does not mean that now we must not do anything, sit back and relax, make Allah, 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 Allah one way. No. It does not mean that. You must still get up in the morning, go to work. You going to work is a form of ibadah, a form of worship. How? Because you are going out and you are seeking your rozi. You are seeking your sustenance. It's not like you're going to just sit there, sit at home, make dua. Ya Allah, grant me food. Ya Allah, my lights are about to finish, grant me lights. Is that going to happen? You have to make that effort. You have to put in that initiative and the completion will come from Allah. For as long as you do not make that effort, do not expect anything in your life to happen. You have to make the effort in order to succeed. Together in making this effort, one important aspect we find is that people usually give up. People usually lose hope. And they end up becoming negative. When they end up becoming negative, they start to overthink. When they overthink, they start to stress. Anxiety kicks in. Depression kicks in. Do you know what Islam says? What Islam encourages, what Islam motivates us, how to be, how our mindset should be? Islam tells us that we need to be positive. We need to be optimistic. Because in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, that don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Don't despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remain positive no matter what you are going through in your life. No matter what difficulties you go through in life, still be positive about that. Because how good the matter of a believer is. How? That whatever he goes through in his life, whatever difficulty he goes through in his life, it is always good, it is never bad. How it is always good? You may walk on the street somewhere, or you are playing in your garden, walking in your garden. Suppose you are walking barefoot, and then suddenly you got pricked by a thorn that caused you pain. Nah? It caused you some pain, not too much, but a little bit of pain. That pain, according to us, our human comprehension, that pain means something bad, something negative. But in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that even if a believer gets pricked by a thorn, his sins are forgiven. This is the beauty of Islam. This is the encouragement and motivation that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you and I, that in life there is going to be ups and downs. At some point in your life, you are going to hit rock bottom. You may end up not even having a job. What do you do then? Do you sit and cry? Do you sit at home and you just cry one way? No job I'm not getting food, I'm not getting this, I'm not getting that. No. Islam does not encourage us to do that. Our mentality and our mindset has to be that no matter what I'm going through in my life, Allah is with me. No matter what I am going through in my life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides, and He will provide for me. I just need to show that initiative. I just need to put in that effort. So this positivity, and I will conclude with this, this positivity is very important for us to have in our life. In Islam, there is no negativity whatsoever. There is nothing bad that happens to a believer. You may end up in hospital. You may end up sick. To the rest of the dunya, to the rest of the world, it's a bad thing. Ooh, he had ulcers. His appendix got removed. He's in hospitals. He has kidney stones. Oh my God. A bad thing. People, this is the reaction that they have. But the reality is this, that whatever you go through in your life, whatever sicknesses you may have, that is a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifying you. So when you are ill, when you are sick, don't sit and complain, why me? Don't sit and complain, Ya Allah, why do I have to go through all of this? Ya Allah, what did I do to deserve all of this? These kind of statements, we need to educate each and everyone, educate our family members. You are sick, Alhamdulillah. You incur a financial loss, Alhamdulillah. Your child failed in school, Alhamdulillah. Every situation you go through in life, say Alhamdulillah. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you way more. Why? Firstly, you are content with the will and the decree of Allah. And with that contentment, with that gratitude that you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you even more. It all boils down to being positive. Positivity is something that we need to not only keep within ourselves, but we need to spread this. How do we spread this positivity? Someone calls me now. If someone has to call me and I don't answer the call, right? I don't pick up. It's just lying here and it's ringing. And I can see it, but I never pick up. That person who called, what must be going through his mind? Look at this guy. Can't pick up my calls. Look at him. Trying to reach out to him, but he's ignoring me. He's like this, he is like that. What is all of this? All of this is this negative energy that comes from the whispering of shaitan. Shaitan will put these negative thoughts in your mind to think bad about others. Islam prohibits this. So what should our reaction be? Someone calls us and they did not answer our call. Our reaction should be this, that perhaps he is busy with something very important and he cannot answer. We need to think positive of others. Not be angry or get frustrated why this person is not answering my call. This is only one example. Otherwise, there are many other examples that we go through in our day-to-day life. Within our family members, within our children. Be positive with every single one, and then you will see how united everyone becomes in your family, how united everyone becomes in your community. Because of having this mindset of positivity. And last but not least, when it comes to your children, do you know why so many students, matriculants, those who are at campuses, not only here but around the world, it is such a major problem? Why so many students, youngsters, they take their life. Why? Why do they take their life? We know, yes, in Islam it is totally haram. What is the reason for that? When the child comes home, shows you the report card at campus. You are paying how many thousands of fees for campus? In school, how much of fees you are paying? They come, they show you the report card, and on the report card, it's a 0% fail. Parents' reactions, some, not all, some, and this is a global pandemic. Parents' reaction, how could you do this? You are such a failure. You are so useless. You wasted your entire time doing nothing, playing games. And now you come, you're showing me 0% outright failure. You can do nothing in your life. You are useless. You will achieve nothing. You're going to become nothing. All your efforts down the drain. What is this doing? You, as a parent, put in this negativity, this negative energy into your child. Instead of giving that child hope, you put in negativity. That brought the child right down. Yes, it's not a reason to take your life, but those who are weak, they may fall prey to taking their life. And that stems from what? Stems from negativity, from being negative. What should the reaction be? Reaction should be that better, my son, my daughter, you got 0%, no problem. I know you put in that effort. I know you tried. I know you gave your best. Some children, it's hard for them to grasp. It's hard for them to learn. You don't know what they're going through. Oh, my son, I can feel what you're going through. Yes, it was hard. It was tough. You did your best, but never mind. There's still another chance. There's still another opportunity. There's always a next time. There's always a second chance. This gives the child motivation. And he will do even better than the first time. So this positivity is something that is highly encouraged in Islam. Spread this within your family members. Spread this within your friends, within your spouses. Spread this within the community. And then you would definitely see a change. So with these last few words, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the tawfiq and the ability to adopt a positive mindset and to spread this positivity and to grant us the ability to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
May you keep ascending success, said Mubarak. For you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success, said.